as with other characteristics, difficulties with will can crop up in numerous ways. We can ask ourselves, for instance, whether we make our own decisions or whether we allow others to make our decisions for us. Or it may be that in some situations we make excellent decisions, but in others we back off from our responsibility by making either no decision or wrong decisions. In male-female relationships, we still may cling to erroneous notions that it is the man who makes most decisions, while the woman is more passive. However, in our spiritual understanding, we know that regardless of our physical gender, we must develop equally both male and female polarities within our consciousness. Therefore, as children of God, we are all equally capable of making proper decisions. Some spiritual students avoid anchoring the will characteristic by seeking out so-called teachers who make their decisions for them. They find someone or some group where there are so many guidelines and restrictions that they feel comfortable and secure in not having to make their own decisions regarding life. But they pay the price of giving up their free will. They abdicate their responsibilities as sons of God who have the ability to align their will with that of their mother, father, God. If they do not learn to make decisions, however painful they may be, and if they allow others to impose their will on them, they will not advance in their spiritual growth. On the opposite end of the pole are those who under no circumstances will accept the teachings and the will of those who are more spiritually advanced. They reject all teachings and choose to make their own decisions based strictly on what they discern as their inner guidance. They fail to recognize the greater wisdom, insight, and understanding of these teachers. Too often, this type of strong-willed individual tends to impose his will on others. Since he is so certain of his ability to discern and to know the truth, these are but a few of the difficulties to consider when analyzing the will characteristic. As with all other qualities, will has multiple layers and levels to examine and to understand. So each person must ask his or her high self to reveal the areas where this quality can be anchored more firmly. There never can be any set formula or absolute guideline that all people can follow. Rather, only general instructions and spiritual principles can be shared, with specifics left up to each individual. You are listening to the 12 Spiritual Characteristics on the podcast Om Ministries. Click on the follow button, claim your power, change your world. I love you.